Hey. What are you doing? Yeah, I can see you're watching TV, but did you do the dishes? You did your dishes. Okay. What about mine? I can see them in the sink in the kitchen from here. Why aren't they done? So? I don't care if they're not yours. What did we talk about? No, don't play dumb with me. It's not gonna work. Did you do the laundry yet? What the heck? No, you listen. You know what we agreed to. And now you want to renegotiate? For heaven's sake. No. Don't give me that innocent, I'm cute look, because that's not going to work either. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, fine. Let's renegotiate. No, turn off the TV, and I'll sit down and we'll talk about it. Again. Okay? Let's talk about what happened. Come on. Let's rehash one more time what you did on that couch you're sitting on with that guy you brought over. No. Remind me. Tell me what you did. I'm not playing this game with you. You wanted to renegotiate. What? Are you embarrassed? You freaking should be, okay? You had his cum all over your stomach when I walked in. Both of you just as naked as God made you in the middle of my living room. You're disgusting, okay? Yeah, we were friends. Now we're just. I don't know what we are. We just share a house, I guess. And you're lucky we even do that anymore. No, listen. My parents bought this house for me to go to college because they wouldn't let me live in the dorms. Too much temptation, Mom said. They were gonna make me live here alone. But you were. You were cool. I mean, I thought you were. So when I found out you couldn't afford to go to college without a lot of help, I stuck my neck out for you. I begged my parents to let you stay here with me rent-free. Like, that's a big deal, okay? I don't understand. What did my parents tell you when they finally agreed to let you move in here? What did they say? No guys. No exceptions. And I thought you were fine with that. But what did you do? You brought one of those Neanderthals in here and let him spray his nut all over my couch. It's freaking disgusting. I can't sit on that thing anymore. It's yours now. Congratulations, slut. You have a new couch. What's my problem? What's your problem? You can't follow simple freaking instructions. My parents are super strict, okay? Do you want to get me in trouble? I should have just called them and told them what you did. They would have you kicked out. Yeah, well, that's why I expect my dishes to be done. That's why I expect the floors to be clean and the laundry to be washed. What do you mean? That is why I'm upset. No! Look, when I invited you to live here, we were like friends. I thought you were cool. I thought we were. No, that's not. What? No. I don't know. I thought you were different. Okay, fine. Do you want to know why I invited you to live here? You really want to know? It's. Because I thought, You were cute, okay? Biggest mistake ever. No! Never mind, it's not important. I said never mind. Let's just forget about it. What do you want to renegotiate? I'm not changing the subject. This is the subject. I want to know why my freaking dishes aren't done, whore. What do you mean? No, Will you stop doing that? Stop being so cute and adorable and nice to me. I'm mad at you. Well, yeah. I'm disappointed, okay? Is that what you want to hear? Well, it's just... I don't know. I really thought you liked me. No, you don't. You like guys. What? You're bisexual? Oh, Jesus. God help me. No, that pretty much makes it worse. What's wrong? What do you think is wrong? I don't even know what I'm doing. My parents are Nazis, okay? If they found out you were bi, they'd go ballistic. What about me? Yes. I'm gay, okay? God, I hate this. And if my parents found out about that, I don't know what they'd do. Well, they'd kick me out, that's for sure. They'd cut me off. College? Over. I'd become the crazy dumpster-diving lesbian who lost everything because she tricked her parents into letting her live with a bisexual maniac. I don't even know why I'm telling you this. I just thought we would... I'm sorry. I don't know what I thought. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I've been such a bitch to you since, you know, Couchgate. You're just being a college girl. I mean, you were naked in my living room and trying to give me a heart attack. Still, you've been so nice and patient with me since then, and I'm so sorry. It was never going to happen anyway. I feel so stupid. No, wait. Don't. Don't give me a hug. I don't deserve it. No, please. Don't. No, stop it. When you get close to me, it hurts, okay? Because I can smell your perfume and your hair, and it's too much. You are so pretty. You don't want me. You want guys. Yes, I think you're pretty. What am I, blind? Haven't you been listening to my complete mental breakdown for the last 10 minutes? I'm acting crazy because of you, okay? Your hair. Your eyes. Your smile, your breasts, just wow. And you're so nice. I don't deserve it. I guess I just thought you living here would be different, is all. I was just surprised and upset. I'm sorry. You don't deserve that. Me? Yes, I do. I'm a bad daughter. You can't give your parents grandchildren if you like girls, okay? Come on, you know what I mean. And on top of that, I'm acting just like my mom. All judgy and bitchy and calling you names. Gosh, what kind of person am I? I'm so sorry. What? Wait. What? You have got to be kidding me. It turns you on? That I called you a slut? Oh my God. Okay. You know? And the hits just keep on coming. No, no. Welcome to my nightmare. Come on in, the water's fine. Don't tell me that. No, I can't handle it. No. Apparently, my roommate's a total degradation perv, and I'm some kind of sadistic sexual dom, and I don't even know it. I may be Catholic, okay, but I'm not living under a rock. I have the internet. Yeah, I've seen stuff like that before. You want me to what? No. No, I can't. I just can't, okay? I know I did it before, but I can't do it when I know it's making you... You know. Because it's wrong. It's perverted. That is way not in the Bible, okay? I am so going to hell. Okay, just give me a second. I'm trying to, like, suppress an entire childhood's worth of shame and guilt here. Okay, just wait. You're a slut. You're a whore, aren't you? Oh my God. You'll have sex with anybody, huh? Yeah. Even me? Wow. Hmm? How did who do what? Oh, you mean that girl dom scene I watched online? Well, the dom woman told the other girl to take her clothes off, and then she called her a slut. Really? I don't know. Okay. Well, why don't you take your clothes off then, slut? Wait, what are you doing? Oh my God, you're taking your clothes off. I know, but... Oh my God. Wow. You are so beautiful. Oh, sorry. I mean, you're such a bad girl. Oh my God, I can't believe I just said that. Okay, I know. I'm sorry. So, you like this, huh? You like it when I'm mean to you? Well, get on your knees then. Now, crawl. Crawl over here. And get between my legs. Oh my God. So, you like guys, huh? Not really. Oh, you just like dick. Well, what about girls? Are you a little slut for girls, too? Yeah? Then pull down my panties. Take them off. All right. I want you to lick my pussy. Wait. Is this okay? Okay. Good. Yeah. I'm okay. I want it. You have no idea. I've wanted this for the last year. Do you know how pretty you are? I know, but Jesus. No wonder the guys like you so much. You smell so good. You know what? I know this is gonna sound stupid, and you're not gonna like it, but I think God made you just for me. To tempt me. To test me. And the thing is, I'm about to fail. Well, lick my pussy, you little slut. Oh, God. Oh, my God. That just feels so good. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh my God. Oh. You can touch yourself if you want to. Wait. I want you to. Yeah. I want you to finger yourself, okay? And maybe you can come with me. Is that okay? Do you understand that? You selfish little roommate. Okay. Keep licking me. Lick me. Oh, your tongue is so soft. This is wrong. This is so wrong. Dirty. You nasty little slut. You've made me so filthy. Oh, it feels so good. Touch yourself. Do you like this? Do you like licking my pussy? Look at me. Oh my God. Those eyes. You're gonna make me come. Oh fuck. Come with me. Oh my God. I supposed to do now? I can't go through my life pretending anymore. I just can't do it. And now, I'll always be that Catholic girl who had sex with her hot roommate in college. I'm living the cliche. No, I'm okay. Just, how am I supposed to tell them, you know? What am I supposed to say? No, you're right. When I'm ready. When I'm ready. Oh shit. What was that? Oh my god. My parents are here. Shit. Fucking checking up on me. Fuck. No, just get your clothes, I guess, and go into the bathroom. Pretend you're taking a shower. Yeah, go take a shower. No, just go. Go! I'll talk to them, okay? I'll talk to them. Hey, Mom and Dad. What are you guys doing here? I mean, no, it's okay. It's just a 2-hour drive. You could have called. No, I get it. That's fine, I guess. Come on in. Yeah, she's in the shower. Do you need some water? Or do you want to sit down? No, I'm fine. I'm fine. You know, you just caught me by surprise is all. Yeah, I'll be right back. Just calm down. Just relax. Tell her what you think. It's okay. If she doesn't like it, she doesn't like it. That's her problem. Okay. Here's your water, Mom. Okay, no, wait. Mom, I need you to just listen for a second, okay? I know this is your house, and you guys are paying for it and all, and I really appreciate that, but next time, please call before you come over, okay? No, you're always welcome, Mom. It's just... No, it's just... I live here, and you don't, so please call next time. I think that's fair, okay? Isn't that fair? Okay, thanks. Thank you. No, nothing's wrong. I'm fine. I'm more than fine, actually. So, how are you guys? How was church this morning? Yeah? How's Father Michael's? Oh, good. Tell him I miss him, okay? Oh, I'm fine. Classes are hard, but I'm doing all right. She's great. She should be out soon.